Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we start with a little story by Meg Barkley, who you can find on Medium.com. And here is Thumbtacks, a little sanitary humor. There's nothing worse than shopping for feminine products. Okay, maybe shopping for your coffin, but still, you don't have to do that every month. It's even worse shopping in a small-town grocery store where everybody knows you. I can imagine their thoughts as they spy me putting the box in my cart. Oh my God, she menstruates! And I thought she was above all that! Gross! Okay, yes, I know I should not be ashamed of buying hygiene products. Why should it be any different than toilet paper, you reason? It's true. Mea culpa, mea culpa. What can I say? I was raised in a culture of shame. This isn't about logic, people. My rational brain got left behind in the magazine section. I pick the tampons off the shelf, deftly bury them amid the objects in my cart, and thank the goddess the ladies section is in the second-to-last aisle, so I've got plenty of cover. Off to checkout. I carefully scope lines. First priority, female cashier. Second priority, woman shopper in front of me. Okay, I can do this. I pick a line. It's always the wild card that bites me in the ass. Inevitably, a guy steps up behind me. There we are, together, in line. As I arrange the contents of my cart on the conveyor belt, I can feel his eyes. I know, I just know, he's thinking, ew, super Tampax, disgusting. I hate shopping for menstrual products so much that I frequently encounter another problem, running out. I'll wake up at home one morning with two choices. Either shove a humongous wad of toilet paper in my panties and hope it survives a trip to the store, or send my husband. He's a trooper, a prince among men. But really, my tampon shopping issues pale in comparison to his. Outside the produce section, where foods are easily recognized, he's not the greatest shopper. There have been times when I have had to talk him through the grocery on a cell phone like air traffic control. Walk to the back of the store. Turn left. Go to the second to last row. Turn left again. Walk one third of the way down the aisle. Face right. It should be in front of you on the middle shelf. No. Describe what you're seeing. Yeah, it's like that. Then there's the whole issue of brands and sizes. I've given up here. When it comes to hygiene products, I might just as well ask him to buy me a bra. Frankly, I'm happy if he returns with something good enough to get me to the store to do my own shopping. And then there is the part I feel really bad about. He has to do the checkout gauntlet with all the guys casting him pitying looks that say, "Dude, your weekend is so ruined." Imagine when he gets to checkout and finds he's picked up an unpriced box. Yeah, this really happened. The teenage clerk is turning and turning the package, looking and looking for the sticker. The whole line is now staring at the box like it's a Rubik's Cube, willing him to solve the puzzle so they can get on with their day. The guys are offering sympathetic looks. "Dude, so sorry your woman makes you shop for her. You know, stuff." Finally, the clerk gives up and asks my husband, "Do you know how much these cost?" Of course he doesn't, you ninny. Taking matters into his own hands, the clerk calls out to a stock guy at the back, "Hey, Charlie, how much are the Tampax?" The whole store turns toward the voice. Charlie, not quite catching it, yells back, "The thumbtacks?" "No," shouts the clerk even louder. "Not the thumbtacks, the Tampax." My husband has never shopped for products again. If you'd like to hear lots more stories like these, maybe two or three times a week, please become my podcast patron. Just click on the Become My Patron link on my Podbean page. The ways human fashion go round and round and round through thousands of years has always fascinated me. So I just had to comment on the latest fashion trend. And here is men in painted nails. It's gone too far. The latest trend in nail art is Swiss cheese nails. No, I'm not talking about real Swiss cheese, that smelly stuff. The latest fad is drilling holes in the nail job, which cost you a week's worth of lattes. You can go cheap and just blot a little polish remover to simulate holes, to be honest. But if you desire your nails to sport the latest fashion, real holes it must be. This obsession with sparkling toes and long faux painted nails is madness to me. I feel ashamed when I'm out and about in my unpainted toenails and bare fingernails. I'm not sure how long I can fight the urge to slap polish on my toes. I'm way out of whack with human history on this. The ancient Egyptians and Chinese painted their nails. The Chinese invented nail polish. By the way, guys, you're out of whack with human history, too. The Egyptian and Chinese men also painted their nails. In Egypt, black represented the power color. It's amazing how fashion changes over the centuries. A man with black nails owned the power 3,000 years ago. Today, he's just goth. Guys in Babylonia went all out before a battle with curls and nail color. One had to look their best before being slaughtered. Nail painting for both men and women continued into the 1800s. Then cowboys and John Wayne arrived. Men and painted nails parted ways. But not always curls. General Custer sported curls and manly swagger. Nail art turned into serious art in the 21st century. The designs are intricate and beautiful. For me, that's a lot of trouble to go for art which breaks and grows out so quickly. Just call me extremely rational. I grew up on a ranch, shoveling horse shit and riding horses. Gloves adorned my hands most of the day, and broken nails happened. A lot. Now I garden and gloves adorn my hands while out. I spend most days glued to my laptop's keyboard, and my typing is crap with short nails. Forget about typing of long nails. Never work for me. Toenails are another story. I'm too rational for toenail art. But some polish will make them less homely, and me a bit more fashionable. And here's a little, does this happen to you, news of the week. Small town in South Carolina bans saggy pants so your underwear costs more if you show it. Timmonsville Council passed the ordinance, which includes fines up to $600. Ordinance is not expected to bring in lots of revenue. It's expected to keep the town well-groomed and encourage the youth to graduate college as accountants. Council obviously not considering the future of fashion, as saggy pants with your undies showing will be standard attire in the year 2116, and they will need to repeal it in 100 years. Man seeking courtship in Pennsylvania shows up at his neighbor's door naked. Apparently, his version of courtship is showing up ready to go, tools in hand. His neighbor rejected his tools outright, calling them ancient. Police also rejected his tools, requesting he pull on some pants before they hauled him off to jail. Conservative Christian pastor claims Pokemon is a cyber demon. A new species of orchid discovered in Colombia displays the face of the devil, according to botanists. Satan says he likes all this attention, but it's way off base. He enjoys Pokemon like everyone else, but no way could he conjure up demons like that. As for the orchid, Satan says he looks nothing like the stamen crown in the middle of the orchid. He has no idea what that Dante dude tripped out on, but his appearance isn't even close to those pictures Dante drew. Wild boar arrives on Polish beach after a nice swim and discovers a bunch of primates parking their asses in his space. Infuriated, he attempts to chase them away. A wild scuffle ensues, and a few cuts and bruises later, the boar relinquishes his beach, but not before a few unkind grunts about the pasty-skinned, furless beasts and their hoggish habits. Yes, I talked to scammers again this week. I am a glutton for punishment. They showed up on this new social network, BB, with legit-looking profiles. The first set used Japanese businessmen profiles. When I connected, the message received screamed scam. We want you to do accounts receivable for our company in the U.S., which is scam language for we need your bank account numbers in order for you to do this. I never replied. The second acted as if BB is a dating site and he wanted to score. He asked me if I was married with kids. Oh, and he called me dear, a favorite scammer word. I hate to be called dear, and told him so. Then the scam spews forth. I just want to speak about business investment, and I'm a high caliber man, which is scam again for, can I have your bank account numbers? The dating aspect is an interesting twist, I must admit. The stupid criminal of the week goes to the guy doing wheelies on his motorcycle in a parking lot. This attracted the police. He fled the scene at over 100 miles per hour, running a stop sign. This dude then bragged about getting away on his Facebook page, complete with hashtags. He thought hashtag everyone loved it, but he was mistaken. Someone sent a copy of the page to the police. The police responded swiftly, hashtag you're busted, hashtag dumbass. Then there is the belle of the ball who robbed a bank in New York City. This criminal figured prom dress and heels best attire for robbery at gunpoint. Black and silver gown complemented by tall black hat and sunglasses. Accessories included matching silver handgun. That's a criminal with a real sense of style. I just can't help myself. I keep responding to scammers. This one involved getting your email address, but I'm not sure how the scam progresses after that. Not willing to give out my email to find out. These popped up on the new BB social site. One identified himself as a general, a female general. Really? A female general wants to get my email to correspond? No, I don't think so. Where do they come up with this stuff? One of the effects of magic mushrooms is kidnapping alligators. A dude in Florida busted for magic mushroom picking in a state wildlife sanctuary piled on a few more charges by picking up an alligator. The 2-foot-long alligator was released back into the wild, but his kidnapper will not be released anytime soon. Need to pack your funeral with people? Just invite strippers to dance on your casket. A well-attended funeral is a status symbol in China, so the dead are inviting the barely clad to put on a show. While the dearly departed are smiling, their relatives are not, and neither are Chinese authorities. Malacca gang attacks postman near army camp, stealing secret documents. Armed with only their hands, the gang overpowered the postman, wrestled the satchel from him. Before police arrived, the gang took to the trees, carrying the satchel with them. Monkeys are illiterate, so the secrets will not get out. However, retrieving them will not be easy. The gang does not respond to drop it and put your hands in the air. Thanks so much for listening. If you like these stories or my podcast, please share and let me know. You can find me on Twitter at Chris KK Aria, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page.